Home of the Hard Stop. Welcome to
So sorry.
World Bone Open Mic After Dark. Hey, we're all getting back. Oh yeah. Wait, JT, I almost got there. Just one more time.
Okay.
Yeah. That's baby making music. That's what that is. All right. So we are here, World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. We do this once a month. More adult themed poetry is allowed here. We have several rules actually. One, still do hate speech. Two, we're uncensored. You can do whatever you'd like to do. Here's the other thing, though. Please have your poem ready when we come on. Please try to keep it 3 to 5 minutes. And I think that should be it. So we're going to just do one segment, kind of a return engagement style. And the number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Poets, it's time to whip it out. Your poetry, that is.
Oh.
Such a dirty mind. Right. World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. This smell like chloroform to you. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Oh. All right. So, the song played during that, by the way, is Barbara. That is, they're speaking Kyrgyz, and it's the band Ylvis. They're the ones who did the What Does the Fox Say thing, but that's what they're known for. That's actually a very, very small piece of the stuff they've done. They're actually very good.
Yeah.
And that was from a documentary where they went and tried to become pop stars in the country of Kyrgyzstan, and they were trying to write something for that. It's hilarious. And, yeah, that's what that was. JT and I are probably some of the biggest Ylvis fans on your block, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Probably.
Probably the only ones who actually remember who they are anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so we've got four people lined up here. We're going to go right into it. Let's go to Mama Oladeji in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Mama.
Yeah, I thought y'all would try to make a good impression on the new poet that we got in here.
All right.
We are out here trying. I mean, all the good music we play normally, and Michael didn't sing or anything. The next thing you know, you're playing some Heidi Ho music. Gumby comeback. They're not usually like this. Come back, Gumby. Okay.
All right. Mama, what do you got for us?
Michael can sing really good. Michael didn't even sing for the new person or anything. What was that you were playing? Are you trying to rush you off? I'm trying to welcome the newcomer.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really like
the song. Well, I appreciate it. I'm appreciating the sales pitch there.
Okay, this is called The Big Fish. And it goes like this. Men like him lie openly with them, their desirous prey. But something tells him, something triggers him to go there anyway. This was not his intent nor anything he thought of doing before his big payday. Something abnormal prompted him to this extent, not knowing how or why he was led to this degree. He carried out these confused, now desirous fantasies, not aware of the seed that had been planted long ago. He wasn't aware that the seeds planted long ago were about to sprout. Urges overpowered his own doubt. They were life-threatening. Life-threatening, to say the least, dangerous in more ways than one. He's not even of his own mind, not even in his God mind. The act was forbidden. I said this act was forbidden for a reason, yet somehow he took the bait. He comes around too slowly, like an angry rat that's been trapped. Realizing that he had awakened too late, he had taken the bait. He's been duped, played. He was the big fish, and she was a female pit. She will never let him go. She will forever get paid. Such a sucker, such a lame. He can't stand the rain. He straps, he clicks, he cocks, oh for shame. It's easier to check out and just remain a sucker in the game. In peace.
I think that was pretty solid stuff there, Mama.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things where I'm still just taking it in. I love it.
Thank you so much. That's why I love coming here. Like I told you when I started coming here a couple of years ago, y'all just make me feel like a real poet. Sometimes I don't even know my worth until I come here. So I appreciate it. I appreciate the feedback and the love every week.
Well,
thank
that's
you so much.
We love having you, so thank you for doing it. We're looking forward to next time, okay?
Aye.
All right. We'll see you then.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, leading off the After Dark segment. All right. You ready? We're going to go now back to New York. We're going to visit with Zach.
And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hello, Zach, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, perfect. There's a little bit of a lag in the broadcast there, so thank you for being so responsive to it. We now got you on the air. Welcome back.
Hey, good to be back.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the stage again, and then we'll just talk after, okay?
All right, sounds good. So this is all the same person, idiot character. And this is something I wrote. Most of my poems are really half is about empathy, you know, putting my place in a person's shoes that I've never experienced before. And the other half is cathartic. And so this is one of those empathetic poems, putting my place in someone else's shoes and, you know, trying to think about their situation. And so this poem is called I Love You, Please Stay. Every day I worked that 9 to 5. Pot of coffee every morning made me feel alive. But by the end of the day, after dinner with the wife and kid, the demons I kept away came back. So I had a date with Jack until the world went black. For years I suffered in silence. I eventually turned to drugs to try and escape the violence gifted by the tyrants. But no matter how many times I pushed the trigger and pulled the thread, every time I came down, I couldn't help feel I was better off dead. Just when I was ready to quit, that's when I met her. That was it. I finally found someone who cared. We got married, and our son was born. I had never been more scared. But we survived. We pushed through. Life was perfect until the fight we had when he was 2. We said some things we didn't mean, and I walked away, never to be seen. I'm telling you this because it's too late for me, but it's not too late for you. If you feel like you're ready to face the end, please let me say what I needed someone to say. I love you. Please stay. End of poem.
Well, that's a powerful, powerful piece. Wow. For a lot of reasons I won't go into here, that was a very powerful one. Zach, thanks for that. Really solid.
Yeah, I figured that was a little dark, so I wanted to...
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, it is fine. It is fine. It's absolutely... yeah, absolutely. That's what this is for.
Yeah, and I think that piece would have been fine in the regular section of the show. So, yeah, it was a good piece.
For sure.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, like I said, I've never... known anyone in that kind of experience, but, you know, I've never done drugs or anything like that, but
right,
it just changed me. So I just, yeah, I thought that was a place that people could relate from.
Oh, yeah.
It is very useful. It's great. All right. Well, Zach, you know, we're going to be back next week. We'll be back for, what, how many more weeks now? About another, the next roughly five, something like that?
Five, six weeks,
something like that. So we'll be back every Friday, and then we take a week off every now and then. But we just keep going. We've been doing this for almost 7 years now. So you are definitely welcome back if you ever want to join us.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for letting me part of your family, and I hope you guys have a good night.
Hey,
we'll do.
You got it. Thank you. Yeah. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. And that was Zach calling from New York. All right. You remember when I used to, I think it is a family.
Yes.
I need to be careful about doing that because I remember for the first few years of the show, it was always so funny to be like, come join our family. I always felt like
you made it creepy.
It wasn't me. I felt like it was creepy. I was sitting, it reminded me of like a cult.
Oh, right.
Come join our family.
Yes.
You know, maybe there's some people who are attracted to that kind of lifestyle. Maybe someone wants to join a cult. We're not trying to start a cult.
No.
If we were trying to start a cult, we would have started something very different than a poetry call-in show.
More of a movement.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
A vowel movement, as they say. Let's go now to George. This is a great introduction. Sorry, George. Let's go to George in Michigan. Hello, sir.
So I'm here to join the cult.
All right. Oh, perfect. Perfect. All right.
I haven't joined the cult lately.
You know, George,
I haven't been in a cult in a long time. You know, that Kool-Aid just doesn't work right.
just wears off after a while. I actually, a while back, wrote a book that I never put out and I never finished. I wrote like two or three drafts of it called How to Start a Cult in 90 Days or Less. And it was based on actual research of it. But I never put it out because I thought, you know, it's funny for me to do this, but if someone actually uses it, I'm not going to forgive myself. You know? So I'm just,
of course not.
Yeah. So maybe I'm just kind of not going to do this.
Yeah, the problem with cults is that there's some other guy gets all the women.
Yeah, that's my big problem with them, George.
Oh, wow.
If it involves anybody else getting all of the women, I am not on board. All right.
No, I mean, that's just not fair.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Susanna Bailey, I think she's listening, or she was. Maybe she got off now, but... you know, she came. I read one of hers early in the state this first session. She wrote this one that I told her I was going to probably put it in the After Dark segment. It's probably not that graphic, you know, that it needs to go After Dark, but here it is. It's certainly has some sensuality to it. It's called Flying Lessons. Your finger draws electric sparks, spreading light across my skin, firing every sleeping nerve. Flying lessons now begin. A shiver drawn along my arm, you trace my wings into the air. Your slender touch, tender touch, awaits the latent power lying waiting there. Soft as you breathe, you fill me with oxygen, the fuel of flight, filling, lighting, lifting me. My being billows with delight. Treading to the hidden edge, I spread my pristine wings out wide. Test the strength you woke in me. On eddies of delight, I ride. I soared, explored, took flight into the distant reaches of the sky. When doubt and fear and grief regrew, you taught me how to fly. That's by Susanna Bailey.
Wow. That was really cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, it probably would have been fine in the other one as well, but I think this is a great place for it too. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to fit right in, and so so I'm glad I had a chance. And her name disappeared from the chat room, but she might still be listening. Anyway, she knows that she's been covered tonight, and that's good.
That's wonderful. Hey, George, thanks for everything you bring to us, including this and including your own work and just the camaraderie and everything. It means a lot.
Well, it's I think you used the word family earlier. It definitely is that for me.
Yeah.
And I look forward to every Friday.
Hey, so do we. So do we. And we're happy to be back.
Not for you, for the fish.
That's not the first time I've heard that, George. Not the first time.
Okay. Well, you guys take care, and I'm listening to Stan now.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. And that was George calling from Michigan, the third spot here in our after dark. I was at our after engagement.
Well.
Which, I mean, it is.
It is, but it's kind of weird when you say it that way.
Isn't it strange? It is. Hey, Stan, give us a call, by the way. It is. The time is nigh. The time is nigh. The science. it's so hard.
it's
so hard to not do that.
Oh.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get that.
You got to agree. You got to agree.
He's a good guy, though.
But yeah, I would agree with that. I would. Oh, there he is. There's Stan. Hello, Stan. Welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be back. The time is nigh, as in Louis?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. All right. So I'm coming down. You know, it's funny. I woke up this morning around 3 a.m., not on purpose, but figured, hey, I'm getting up at 4 anyway. I might as well just stay up. And now I'm paying for it, Stan, so forgive my slow reaction time.
That's okay. That's okay, man.
So what do you have for us?
Well, since it is after dark, I've got a little something sensual.
All right.
And it is called Always You. In the dawning of solitude's day, sunrise awakens laments in your absence. Gentle morning winds transport specter memories tangled in the tapestry of imageries. Always you. Dead breath on breezes, your whispers invade the ear, cause hopeful pause, only to fall to the absence of you as substance. If I have voices in my head, I want them to be yours. If a vision inflame my heart, always you. Scent of skin and passion's musk fill my nostrils, ardor ascending, always you. The flavor of body salt and flowing sensual wines, always you. The rampage of our volcanic need in primal tones and slapping skin, always you. Afterglow of soul's joy and sexual meditation and connection, always you. Lost without you. A mundane day heads to a close. The memories tangled in the tapestry of images released as sun sets. Only to return to haunt at light's end. Sensual shadows in erotic dreams. Always you, and peace.
What does one say after that? No, Stan, you know, that's what this whole segment's for. Great job, and it's you're right. It's definitely that would not fit on the other one, would it?
No.
I appreciate you for embracing it for what it is in this segment. Way to go.
Oh, my pleasure, believe me. It is.
Yes.
We will push the envelope, but only so far.
And only when completely appropriate.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Indeed.
Well, we appreciate that too. And Stan, you know, Thanks for everything you bring to the show as well. You know, I know I said it to a few people, but I mean it individually to each person. Thank you for what you bring, and we just look forward to it every week.
It is my pleasure, and thank you for having this venue for us.
You've got it. All right. Thank you. We'll see you next week, okay?
Yes, sir. Next
All right.
week.
All right. And that was Stan calling from Alabama, rounding out our After Dark segment for June 2019. All right, we will be back next week. And in next week, we will be unveiling three more clues for the POM. We will be doing a Studio X performance. So it means I got to get some songs together. Hey, I got one down. I got one down I'm going to do.
Yeah.
He's going to surprise some people.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
You got the request, right?
Yeah, I did get the request. That's right. I've been working on that. And then, so I think it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. But until that time, you know, we'll be in contact. If you need to reach out to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or just put it in the contact form on worldpoetryopenmic.net. So once again, from myself, from JT, from Ursa the studio dog, and Novia the studio cat, thank you so much for spending this time with us. Until next time, keep on writing. Good night, everyone.